WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. There is a lot of worry in Florida as Hurricane Helene moves closer to landfall. Already heavy rains are falling in Apalachicola. Governor Ron DeSantis.
The storm, it's coming. We're already seeing some effects in the southern part of the state. We're going to continue to see conditions deteriorate.
The National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan.
Substantial rain bands occurring across portions of Florida. There's tornado warnings in effect in some places in east coast of Florida, Florida Panhandle, and also substantial rainfall already occurring across Georgia, South Carolina, central and western North Carolina, portions of eastern Tennessee.
Correspondent Dave Malkoff is in Atlanta.
It's so big. It's so powerful. And moving so fast, it could actually remain a hurricane even after it passes through southern Georgia. There are alerts for hurricane winds, flash floods, and tornadoes posted throughout its path.
The U.S. wants Israel to publicly agree to a ceasefire with Hezbollah. Linda Kenyon is at the White House.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says an earlier announcement about a temporary 21-day ceasefire was coordinated with Israel, even though Israel later seemed to go back on that.
Our joint statement was a clear call. It was a call for a temporary ceasefire to open up space for diplomacy to achieve a deal that allows civilians on both sides of the border to return to their homes safely and securely.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later said his country will continue to strike Hezbollah with full force. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams will be arraigned tomorrow on charges he took bribes and illegal campaign funds from foreign sources. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams.
Public office is a privilege. We allege that Mayor Adams abused that privilege and broke the law. Laws that are designed to ensure that officials like him serve the people, not the highest bidder, not a foreign bidder, and certainly not a foreign power.
A settlement's been reached between an electronic voting machine manufacturer and the conservative news outlet Newsmax. Wendy Gillette has that.
The case stems from late 2020 when the voting machine manufacturer Smartmatic says program hosts made false and defamatory accusations about vote manipulation. The company also sued Fox News and settled with the One America News Network.
Boar's Head processing plants nationwide are now part of an ongoing law enforcement investigation. That's after the deadly listeria outbreak blamed on some of the companies now recalled deli meats. On Wall Street, the Dow finished up 260 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Denny and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are posing as investment brokers. Spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says victims have lost a lot of money hoping for big returns. She says anyone you don't know who wants your money for a so-called sure thing is likely just trying to rip you off. As usual, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. With Los Angeles and Philadelphia both winning Wednesday, the Brewers are now locked in and will play in next week's wild card round. The Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2 this afternoon and will finish up with the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Love says he's feeling better each time out.
At the end of the day, it's all feel things. Feeling my body, feeling if I'm pushing too much, and my body's kind of just listening to my body talking to me. And, you know, the workout pregame Sunday, I felt like I was moving around pretty well, and my body was responding well to it.
Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced former player Junior Bridgman as a significant minority owner of the team today. Bridgman will have about a 10% stake in the franchise. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Sunshine continues for this weekend and highs stay in the low 80s. Warmer into Monday, sunny and mid 80s. Currently at 77.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins us talking about Trump's appeal of his $464 million civil case, and he'll chime in on SDNY's case against New York City Mayor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. 93.5 The Tap.
One, two, three, four.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right.
And now a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two of Nightlight on this Thursday night edition. Wherever you are joining us from in the state, it is great to have you with us. We're doing some fun stuff tonight. I think, Conrad, I'm going to be honest, my Charo hangover is gone.
It is? After the popcorn pick?
No, I think it's because Emerson's here. He's like the hair of the dog. I feel exuberant again, and this is exciting.
So I was listening to the beginning of the show, and I'm like, man, I got to bring it tonight. This guy's talking up. It was Charo, you said, last
yeah,
night?
Yeah, okay. Last night. She was fun. A lot of energy. So don't feel like you have to match that.
All right. No, I'm just going to be me. I'm going to be me.
Whatever you're doing in being yourself is bringing you awards. So do not deviate, my friend. That is the voice of Emerson Lehman, the co-host of the WBAY Morning Show here in Green Bay. He joins us again. He's a frequent flyer here at Nightlight and joins us often in the studio. And it's always fun when he comes by. Great to have you, buddy.
Pleasure to be here as always, my friend. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We have this texter, Steady Eddie.
Okay.
I'm going to read his text because Steady Eddie is one of our – he tried to get one past us the other night when he called himself Steadfast Edward. But Steady Eddie says, when I worked near the UW, sometimes I stopped at Clary's and bought cheese corn or caramel corn or popcorn with real butter. It always put me in a good mood. Ken would make me an offer on his popcorn I could not refuse. Capish? I see what you did there, Eddie. Yeah, it's a little Godfather. Conrad has not seen Godfather 2. Have you seen Godfather 2, Emerson?
I haven't seen Godfather any of them.
Oh, none of them?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
I actually have a
you.
Former coworker who would get very upset with me for not. She's got some Italian, like she's part Italian, and she would just be livid every time I'd say I have no clue what you're talking about.
I would not go around saying that you haven't seen The Godfather.
Well, it's a good thing I just said it on the radio to everyone listening and watching, and yeah, happy Thursday, everybody.
We'll get you through this. I'm excited for you because now you have 6 hours of movie because they're both about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And
I didn't have plans tomorrow morning.
No, but it's 3 hours you don't want to end. For each movie, it's like I could keep watching this. That's how it's just one of those movies.
That's good because yeah. It's hard to find something like that.
It really is. Why don't you have to get up tomorrow? Because you're usually here on a Friday.
I'm usually here on a Friday. Yeah, my schedule is a little different this week because WBAY is hosting a debate tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm going to be helping with some of the coverage following that. So I'll be kind of flipping the sleep schedule and working a night shift tomorrow.
Okay.
So yeah, tune in for all those living in the northeastern Wisconsin that are staying tuned up with the politics. We're getting close to election day. So
who is debating?
It's going to be the 8th congressional district. So,
okay, so
Lyerly and Weed, yes. And
okay.
It's going to be quite the, yeah, it's going to be a great event. WBAY proud to be hosting it. And yeah, hopefully people tune in.
Do you know, is that a close race?
I believe it's fairly close. I mean, okay. There's a lot of talk, especially in Wisconsin right now, right? It's just such a toss-up all over the
For
place.
Sure.
So it's definitely, and they're both new to politics, really, in the sense of public service. So for a lot of people, it's going to be their one and only time seeing them and hearing from them. So definitely important to tune in.
That's a big one. I made a serious broadcasting gaffe here because Conrad and I are debating tomorrow night too, but we didn't know that that was Lyerly and Reed.
Okay. At
the same time. So I don't know how many people are going to be watching us, but
I don't even know what we're debating.
I am going to mop the floor with you. I'm not going to tell you why.
Good luck, that's Conrad.
I want the advantage. All right. So that is that hard to do when you have to flip your schedule like that?
Not really.
No.
I when I was working in Milwaukee, there was a lot of times where I would be working either the day side shift or sometimes I'd fill in night side, and then they'd say, "Hey, we need you to anchor the morning 2 days next week," and then flip back to this. You just kind of get used to it after a while. My sleep schedule's so wonky anyway.
Yeah.
I'll sleep 4 hours, take a nap, sleep 4 hours at a different time. It's just it's all over the place, man.
Does that mess you up when you're like reading a teleprompter when you're on low sleep? Do you have to just coffee it up?
I don't think so, because once the lights go on, it's, you know how it is. Once adrenaline. The lights goes on, it's just, all right, here we go. And I got an awesome co-anchor next to me, Tammy Elliott, and we're nice. pretty good squad. So
I've heard Tammy's name a lot. She's been on the morning show here. She's
good friends with Mino. They were on WIXX back in the day.
Yes, yes, with Murphy. Okay, yes. Right. Yeah, she's great. Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Yeah. Learning from the one of the best in the business, and that's not just in Green Bay. That's all over the place. So
let's talk about that. You're learning from the best in the business, and it's certainly rubbing off on you. you've already won an Emmy, you just told me. I didn't know that. I know Conrad told me you were Emmy nominated this year.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
Thank
by the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
but
it.
You've already won one. That's
I have. I've yeah, it's been a pretty crazy 3 years in terms of the professional aspect of things. So back in 2021, 2022, the way the regional Emmys work is, I believe it's from June through May is when you can have work done and submit it. So it kind of covers 2 years. And I did a fun story on a teacher who is reading to children through videos during the pandemic to make sure that they could keep reading. And
nice.
She was going to different landmarks and places, Pfizer Forum, Lambeau Field, and reading stories about it. And the chief photojournalist at CBS 58, my old station, Jerry Emig, and I, we went and did a story on this awesome teacher, the amazing Miss Justice. And we were nominated. I got two nominations that year. I was nominated for that story and then a story on a young woman who is a golf caddy. And
oh, wow.
I was extremely honored. It was my first time I'd ever had anything submitted for even consideration at the Emmys. And my best friend Jacob was getting married in Fort Myers, Florida, the night of the ceremony. And you don't really hype yourself up or really give yourself the chance to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to win. Like, I think, you just don't want to get your hopes up.
Right.
Maybe you're trying to protect yourself. But I'm like, I have no shot. This is just I'm just over the moon to be nominated. And I'm not going to miss one of my best friend's weddings. So I went down there and I'm watching the live feed on my phone after the wedding. We're going to some bar in Fort Myers,
cool
Florida.
That you could do that.
So I'm watching it. Six of my best friends are in this Uber X with us, and I'm watching this feed. And the first category came up, but the golfer story lost. I was like, whatever, okay, bummer. Listening to the next one, and I wish I could have seen my face because one of my other best friends, Tanner, goes, "You just won, didn't you?" And I took off running across this parking lot, like high knees, just screaming at the top of my lungs, man. Like, it was, I'll never forget that feeling. And called my mom. I'm tearing up. Like, it was so cool because I'm a kid from Kewaskum, Wisconsin, man. I'm like, I'm not, this isn't.
Everybody's from somewhere, though, and
no,
they win
exactly.
Emmys. That's
and,
so cool.
And it was just, it was really special. And I will never forget that night and that feeling. And the problem with that is once you get that feeling once, you want it again.
Really?
And again, and you want it so bad. And I was fortunate enough to be nominated last year for a story down at CBS 58. And I actually went to the ceremony, didn't win. And I was like, man, okay. And then this year I'm fortunate, blessed enough to get one from my time at CBS 58. One of my stories from there was nominated. And then our WBAY morning newscast got a nomination as well. So two chances. I'm really excited.
You're rolling.
It's so cool, man, but it's such a team effort. Like,
sure.
The story down in Milwaukee, we had two photographers, an editor, all work, like, and then obviously myself as the reporter, all working on it, and everybody brought it for that story. It was such a cool story. It's a young woman. She's the female place kicker for Greenfield High School. She was a senior last year. So she just gave us an incredible story to tell. And I mean, from the, I had the easy job. I just had to write it all and kind of put it together. And but the photography and the editing, it was just so crisp. And I'm just, win or lose, I'm really proud of it. And for our morning show, man, it was like from January 6th or 9th, one of those two. It was the first week, like our first big winter storm. And it was snowing heavily during our morning show. We had a reporter out giving road conditions. There was a semi truck that crashed. We were giving conditions on that. I mean, just from the producers to the on-air talent to the directors, making sure everything ran smoothly. It was just so good, so crisp. And it really let me know I'm glad I came here, because that was like my first really – I hadn't even been on air a full month yet in Green Bay yet when that show happened. So really? To be able to be a part of that and to be able to go down to Chicago and celebrate with everybody, man, I'm so, so excited, so blessed to be a part of it. And a lot of them haven't won one. So it would be so special to be able to all of us hold up one of those statuettes and be able to call ourselves an Emmy winning team. That'd be really, really special.
It is nice too, because you need all those elements to it.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to do your part, but you know, if you go to put your story together and it's like, oh, hey, great job shooting her ankles for 30 minutes, you know, whatever.
Everybody has to do what they're supposed to do at the top notch level.
Yeah.
And what's cool about it is like, we're doing that every day. Yeah. This was the one newscast that is picked and nominated, but like we're bringing it every day and we're trying to achieve that excellence every day.
But did you pick the story? These are stories you picked, right? You found this person, this teacher or this caddy.
Yeah. So those
that's
ones
really impressive.
And those ones were really fun. You know, and you kind of get to a point where like for the kicker, actually the person who edited it came to me and said, hey man, I want you to do this story, which is that's special because they have something that they're passionate about. And they say, this is going to be a good story. And for someone to come to you and say, I want you to be the one to do this. It's like, all right. Like it warms your heart a little bit,
yeah,
right? You're like, okay,
totally.
I appreciate you and you appreciate what I can bring to it. And let's go knock this thing out of the park or kick it through the uprights in that case. So, yeah.
When you won, let's see what you did there. When you won with in Florida, you have a boss, obviously, you have a station manager. Yeah. Did they want you to be there? Was it one of those things like you called in sick and then they found out you're
so
at a wedding?
It's funny.
Like,
I went up to my boss when they sent out for all the nominees. CBS 58 had a few nominees that year. And I said, I'm so honored and I really wish I could be there, but this is one of my best friends and I'm not going to miss it. I'm a pretty loyal person to my friends. And she was totally understanding. She said, hopefully we'll bring a trophy back for you. And I'm like, hope so. Like you don't get your hopes up, right?
Did you send her the video of you high kneeing
across
didn't.
The park? I didn't. I was, it had been a fun wedding.
Yeah.
And we've been celebrating the wedding. And I'm in a random bar in Fort Myers, Florida, and there's people coming up and congratulating me because all my friends are going around telling the whole bar. The DJ announced it.
Night.
We went to a Waffle House after. I'll never forget that night. And I experienced that, and now it would be pretty cool to be able to actually go up on stage and say, I wouldn't high step on stage.
Oh, you got
that.
I'll
keep it a little more tame for the stage.
Emmy nominated and Emmy winning. Emerson Lehman is back with us here at Nightlight in the studio. We have more with him coming up next. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Make a difference in your community today.
find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You've seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you.
All right, we are back with one of our Nightlight frequent flyers. It's always great when Emerson Lehman from the WBAY Morning Show, where he co-hosts with Tammy Elliott, comes by and hangs out in person. Your first Thursday here.
I know.
So what time do you have to be up tomorrow?
I don't have to be up tomorrow because I'm working nights.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So you don't have to go into the station and do a whole ton
no,
of prep.
I'll get
like
in
that?
There probably around 3, 4 o'clock tomorrow. So I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna watch Thursday night football. I'm gonna stay up, have myself a pizza. It's gonna be a great night, man.
Do you get kind of? I gotta be honest. I love Thursday night football.
Yeah,
we've talked about it. I know the players don't like it. I get that. If they took it away, I would understand. But I love when football's on. I don't like it when the NFC East is on. I just don't get excited when they play each other. Like I liked when the Eagles played, you know, the Packers or
sure.
whomever, but when it's the Cowboys and the Giants, the Redskins.
That's a fun rivalry, though.
I know,
Cowboys-Giants. And they're both kind of this year, so it'll be interesting. It might be a close game tonight.
We'll see. If Jaden Daniels was playing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty fun to watch last week, but I don't know.
He did well for my fantasy team. I was happy about
that.
Did he? Yeah.
I sat fantasy out this year because last year I joined, and here at Civic Media, are you in the pool or are you in the league?
I'm already in eight before.
You're in eight?
I
got six.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's too much.
It's a lot.
Did you win last year, the Civic Media pool?
I wasn't in it last year because I joined. I started
you won
working
the tournament.
Here. I was in the March Madness tournament.
Right.
It did poorly, but.
Oh, I thought you won. I thought you won something. Okay.
I did not.
Come on, Conrad. Be better.
That's coming from an Emmy winner. Step it up.
I need to be better. Sorry.
No, last year I joined the Civic Media one, and I was into it for like 2 weeks, and then I just get busy, and then I forgot my password, and I didn't. And Rocker, the guy who runs it, is like really excited about it. He's like, "Hey, man, just letting you know, this is like the main league. Like Civic has two leagues, the serious people," and I go, "I'll do the serious league. I know enough people, you know." And ooh, that was not a good showing.
I'll just have fun next year. This was a good time.
I might have won, and they probably wouldn't even have told me, and they shouldn't have. But that's always frustrating when someone wins that doesn't care. So when do you find out? You're Emmy nominated this year.
Yep.
When do you find out if you win or not?
Yeah, November 2nd is the big ceremony. So the whole WBAY morning team, we're going down there. Yeah,
okay.
Going to be a little over a month. Really excited. And I talked about it a little bit before the break, but like, I just can't stress enough how special it is to be a part of this with a team. Like the other nominations and the story that I won on, like that was myself and one photographer, or myself and, you know, maybe two photographers, but this is myself, my co-anchors, you know, Tammy, Aisha, Catherine Braccio, who's no longer with our station, but she was our traffic anchor that day.
Yeah.
Steve Balon, our meteorologist, Emily and Kristen, they were the reporters out in the field. All the the photojournalists, Chris Burke, our EP, Jimmy, Jake, the producers behind the scene, just every single one, Brad, Josh, Nick, the directors, every I hope I'm not missing anybody here. I'm trying to hit everyone. Chris Shadell, Don Johnson, they were the photographers. Every single person had a part in it.
Right.
You know, from, you know, me and Tammy at the desk, Aisha at the safety desk offering updates, Steve with the weather updates, Catherine with the traffic, Emily and Kristen out there. It's just, it was so, it's got to be a well-oiled machine, right?
And, absolutely.
And live TV, it's hard to know what's going to happen next. Yeah. And you're just rolling with the punches and rolling with the flow and just getting that information, especially in a winter storm in the morning like that, getting that information out for people who maybe need to keep their kids home from school, or maybe they're going to need to work from home today, right, or they need to watch out for all these different things. And it was just, it really came together, and it's us and one other station, a station in South Bend. So,
really
we're very proud, and you know, win or lose, we're proud to be there.
Yeah.
But it's just, I can't speak highly enough of the team that I work with and just the A game that they bring every day. It makes each of us make each other want to be better.
That's
and
great.
It's really, really special. And we've got a new traffic anchor now in for Catherine Maria. She joined the team a couple months ago.
I'm Facebook friends with
her. Yeah, Maria, she's fantastic.
I asked her if she wanted to be on the show. She's like, she said yes, but she lives.
Yeah, she's not in Green Bay right now. So she lives further away.
She's
so
got a lot of energy. She's almost got like Charo
energy.
She
brings some spunk to the morning show, man. Like, she's got so much energy, and she's been such a great addition with Tammy, Aisha, Steve, and I. Like, we all really get along really well together, and it's been a lot of fun.
So when you're nominated like this, you said it's you guys in South Bend. Are there different? So it's all over the Midwest. It's not just Wisconsin.
So it's the regional Emmy. So the Chicago Midwest Regional Emmy.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Green Bay is in that. Wausau is in that. Milwaukee, Madison, Chicago, South Bend. I think that's all of them.
Okay.
I might be missing a market in there, but so like ours is for excellence or morning newscast, best morning newscast for medium to low markets. So like markets 50 and up. So Green Bay in the markets, I think we're like 69. I believe in the ratings of like 210 markets altogether. So for 50 and up, we're in that category. So Madison could have been in there, Wausau could have been in there, South Bend, Green Bay, all the different TV stations from all over there, and so us and a station from South Bend.
Listen, I don't want to make this awkward or weird, but you don't owe us anything here. But if there's a way you could thank Nightlight when you win, I mean, I'm just saying,
work that in there.
Is that a big ask, Conrad?
I don't think so.
You guys are both from Kewaskum. Come on.
Kewaskum will get a shout out for sure.
There we go.
Take that to heart, Conrad. Right. You'll take that Kewaskum shout out to heart.
That's pretty exciting. We'll have to have you on afterwards
to talk about another win. Hopefully I got a trophy that we can stick right there in the middle, and that'd be fun, man.
That would be pretty cool. All right, so we're going to talk about I want to hear about, you went to the Milwaukee Mile, it's called, and we'll talk about that.
Can't wait.
And we're going to talk about Old School, too, a movie that the three of us have seen.
Fantastic movie.
We'll do a little bit of a deep dive. We've got some clips. It's always fun when Emerson is here. We did a kind of a Seinfeld thing when you were here once. That was probably around the time you were in Emmy contention there, because you came down here during that snowstorm.
It was right around that time, wasn't it? Yeah, man.
I almost called in sick, and then I roll up and Emerson's here. So. And I'm going to ask Emerson, too, what word he mispronounces when he does the news, what word that drives him crazy.
Boy.
So he's here in the studio. Always fun. Conrad running the board. Conrad, you having fun?
Yeah, definitely.
Kewaskum in the hizzy, baby. That's all I'm saying. We'll be right back after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the doll of Mrs. Princess, who most I wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts. Assuming that there are some out there, they're probably alone. Solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna say I look lovely. But you're probably gonna think nothing.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News special report. Extremely dangerous is how the National Hurricane Center describes Hurricane Helene, which is now a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 130 miles per hour. It's expected to make landfall around Florida's Big Bend region later tonight. This man lives in Marion County.
You got to worry about the trees and the top of your roofs when you own a mobile home.
CBS's Manuel Bohorquez is in Tampa and says almost 80 miles north of there.
In the Big Bend area of Florida, there's a city called Crystal River, a town, I should say. The forecast calls for up to 20 feet of storm surge there. That is something that officials call unsurvivable.
Once Hurricane Helene makes landfall, it's expected to move across the southeast. CBS's Dave Malkoff in Atlanta.
We already have trees down, Atlanta public schools are closed, and the Braves game is canceled, all before Helene arrives.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee man faces felony charges of animal mistreatment after authorities found more than 50 dead dogs at his former home in August. Michael Ellis is free on a signature bond. Expect a bigger funding request for public education in Wisconsin soon. State School Superintendent Jill Underlies says her next spending request should be finished by mid-November. In the meantime, 103 local districts are holding funding referendums this year.
I feel for our communities. They're being forced to, you know, have neighbor versus neighbor and deciding whether they're going to fund their schools. So I believe that there is a strong appetite, you know, to make sure that the legislature funds our schools.
Underly gave her annual State of Education speech Thursday. Among other things, she's calling for the state to double its reimbursement for local special education costs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It'd take $1 million to bail the prime suspect in a Western Wisconsin murder from jail. Bail was set in Michael Popp's case in Viroqua yesterday. The now 60-year-old truck driver from Toma is accused of killing college student Terry Dalloway in 1985. Dalloway's murder was an unsolved mystery for 39 years until Popp was arrested this week. Also yesterday, the judge recused himself because he had been the Vernon County District Attorney at one time during the investigation. Minnesota wildlife officials are rolling out their Get Out More program. It's designed to increase disability access to outdoor activities. Part of the plan is to retrofit 100 hunting blinds to make them ADA compliant. The DNR is also teaming up with a group that works with disabled hunters. There are plans to add ramps to fishing areas. Funding comes from last year's Minnesota state budget surplus. I'm Terry Bell, filling in for James Kelly. And this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s, and mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Sunshine continues for this weekend, and highs stay in the low 80s. Warmer into Monday, sunny and mid-80s. Currently at 75 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Packed right, low words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
It is fabulous Female Friday on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, we've got historian Heather Cox Richardson and Senator Tammy Baldwin. You are not going to want to miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
We're back. Emerson Lehman is here from the WBAY Morning Show. He is one of the co-hosts with Tammy Elliott and Emmy-winning, Emmy-nominated. Great to have him in the studio as always. But you have a fan who works here at Civic Media. Her name is Nikki Zerjav. I just saw her Facebook response when I posted about the show, and she said, "Oh, I have the biggest crush on Emerson," which I assume it's a professional crush because she's married, happily married. I don't know her well. She could, maybe she's not happily married. I have no idea.
Well, Nikki, thank you.
Yeah.
That means the world to me. That made my night.
It is. It's nice to hear that. And I have, and then she asked me about my romance, Conrad, you know who?
Sophia Coppola.
Sophia Coppola. She and I are Facebook friends. It's a bot, but I mean, look, the fact that the bot is connected to Sophia Coppola is all I need. I don't know. She's a nice girl. It's a nice bot.
I think you should end conversations with her. If I'm being honest.
You think I should what?
End the conversation.
You think I should cut that off?
Yes.
She's a nice girl. I don't listen. I've got enough exes that we've talked about on this show. I'm not ready to add another. But I will say, I do get these texts. Do you get this? Like these kind of random texts where people are like, "What are you up to? What are they trying to do? Get my personal information, I assume. But how does that lead to give me your credit card number? How have you been?" Like from the 687 area code. Like, and sometimes I'll try to mess with them, but I'm like, if I mess with them,
then they know that you're going to respond. Tammy does a consumer first alert where she warns about these. You should watch every Friday morning.
I should.
She's warning about these scams.
I'm probably not up. But don't I have to give them information?
Yeah, but if you respond, then they
can
say,
hack in somehow.
Oh, we've got someone who's going. See, you might not ever give that information away, but you are letting them know that, oh, they have someone who's actually going to respond to them, and you're just going to get flooded with more. So you're just digging yourself a hole, man.
Well, I try to mess with them. Like I'll act like I know them.
Don't click on any links they send
you.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
I don't
take over.
I mean, look, I gave them my shoe size once and my birthday and a social security number. But other than that,
that's not bad.
That's all.
Hey, I'm not a sucker. All right. So let's pivot here and do some old school stuff. So we all like the movie Old School. Luke Wilson's birthday. So many great clips. Conrad, start us off with the clip. Why don't we do the you surprise us. I sent you a whole bunch of them before.
Well, we'll start at the wedding. How about that?
Oh, the wedding is beautiful. This is Luke Wilson giving the toast?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Luke Wilson giving the toast at Will Ferrell's wedding, and Vince Vaughn has to intercede because Luke Wilson is hammered.
Glad and, excuse me, I'd like to say I'm really glad and proud to be here tonight. I'm glad to see Frank's dad made it out. That's awesome. I hadn't seen him in like 8 years. That's great. Congratulations.
I love you, Dad.
True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a damn magic show ready to double team your girlfriend, and it stops.
It stops right there, and it continues right here, because I think what my friend Mitch is trying to say is that true love is blind. Let's raise our glasses, whatever we got in front of us. Salute, health and happiness. Cheers, everybody. I love you so much, Frankie. I love you.
I'm not a talker. I love you.
It's so great. Like, it's just kind of real. It's a big studio film, but I've almost seen that scene at weddings before.
I am so glad that I think I will get to give at least one best man speech in my lifetime. I haven't yet.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that I haven't been put in the position to make a fool out of myself like that yet. I officiated a wedding, and the bride looked me in the eye. Back in May, I did. My friends Tyler and Danielle, and Danielle looked me in the eye and said, "No drinks before the ceremony."
Oh, that's smart.
And I said, that's fair. I will oblige.
What about drugs?
No.
So you can marry people?
In the state of Indiana, I can.
Oh, no,
I can do it in Wisconsin.
Why
too, actually.
In Indiana?
Well, that's just the state that I clicked on the sign up because that's where they were getting married.
Oh,
but
okay.
I can do it. So the American Marriage Ministries, AMM.
Wow.
Took me like 20 minutes online.
Wow. So they're taking their marriage seriously.
Yeah. I signed the certificate
you know
and everything.
What you should do?
I married my sister.
Really?
My sister's...
Wait, well, got, careful how you say
well,
that.
Okay. I officiated the wedding of my sister. Yes,
that's
yes.
Better.
You have to clarify that. Sorry. I officiated the wedding of my sister in... I should know this. That was like 5 or 6 weeks ago. It was
must
very,
have been
very
pretty
recently.
Cool.
Yeah. That was on the front straightaway at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
No. Oh, I bet you were in heaven there.
It was wild.
You know what you should do, though? When you marry people or when you officiate.
When, yeah, I got that's how we need to word that. When I officiate a wedding, yes.
You should put the Emmy right on the altar or whatever.
Oh, by the way.
The podium.
By the way.
I just don't want to lose this.
Don't know if you didn't notice this.
I earned this. So just relax.
I'm trying to be a little more humble than that. Come on.
I love in that scene. There are two scenes in Old School I love, and that one, Will Ferrell just says lines that aren't even jokes, and it's funny just because Will Ferrell says it.
Yeah.
When he says, "I love you, Dad," and the other time is when he's under the hood in his car in the neighborhood, and his wife comes out with iced tea, and he's like, "Oh, I took the restrictor plate off. Hey, Mike," like it's just gold.
Wiping the grease off on his dirty white T-shirt and.
All right, what else you got for us?
There's one thing I gotta say about that clip.
Yeah.
You know the song that comes out in the end? I feel like I've heard that in every single Vince Vaughn movie ever.
But have you, or is it just because you've seen Old School so many times? I know what you mean.
that song, I feel like I heard it so many times.
Yeah.
In his movies.
Well, they use it, I mean, it's score, they use it in that film,
because
when they're walking up to the house that Luke Wilson rents... moving stuff in, they play it then too. Let's play the scene in the house where Vince Vaughn is organizing the fraternity and Luke Wilson comes home after a long day of work.
We're discussing a brand new way to look at a fraternity. In other words, you need to forget about all the normal rules that apply to both college and society. Because this is a very big idea, my friends. We are talking about a non-exclusive, egalitarian brotherhood where community status, and more importantly, age, have no bearing whatsoever. Yeah, from the guy who probably won't get in.
I go to school here, and...
Okay.
And, well, I was just curious, what sort of association will you have with the actual university?
Who are these people? I don't know.
Well, legally speaking, there will be a loose affiliation, but we will give nothing back to the academic community, as well as provide no public service of any kind. This much I promise you.
Beanie, what the hell is going on here?
Guys, this is a very special occasion. The Godfather himself has been kind enough to grace us with his presence. The Godfather. This is his damn house. He lives here. He sleeps 20 feet away.
We need to talk.
I used to have a problem when he started calling him the Godfather. I'm like, that's so
the
cliche.
The portrait of him that they hang in the
that
house.
That was very funny.
It's so funny, man.
But the more I thought about it, I'm like, okay. Just these suburban dudes. That's real. That's what they would call him. They wouldn't have anything overly clever. It's like when Jim Carrey, envisions himself being charming in Dumb and Dumber, and he's lighting his gas on fire and beautiful women. Because that in his limited mind, that's what he sees. Like, that's very realistic. And it's kind of like that, The Godfather. So it's a very small, minute detail. But I love when Vince Vaughn, it's just so Vince Vaughn. When he's like this from the guy who probably won't get in. I'm a student here. Okay.
It cracks me up too, because I was not in a fraternity in college.
Nah,
I have
either.
Respect for the fraternities. I have a lot of friends that were in fraternities. And the biggest selling point was, oh, no, we're not just throwing parties. You know, we're doing all this community service and we're giving back to the school and the community and doing all everything in that. Oh, we're not doing any
of
that.
We're just partying, man.
They knew what they were doing with that movie.
So funny. And that's one of those movies I knew the second when he can't get the seatbelt to work in the cab.
Sure.
And the cab driver turns around and repeats a word you can't even say anymore, and I wouldn't say it on the air anyway, but I just lost it. I know I'm going to love this movie. and then they cut to the recruit. All right. So let's go. Let's do the scene next where they go into the kitchen. I hope you edited this, right?
I showed you what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. This is like they have to calm Luke Wilson down because he wants to go to sleep and he's got 40 potential pledges in his house.
How long have these people been in my house?
They've been here all day. That party that we had last night has given us all kinds of street cred.
What are you talking about?
Mitch, this is called Rush. We are officially starting a fraternity.
I like it. That's genius.
You've got to be kidding me.
Look, you heard Pritchard, all right? We're obligated to do this. Now, this house, he says, is zoned specifically for social services and student housing. Fraternity solves both of those, right?
But this is my house.
I live here, Beanie. I'm 30 years old. None of us are enrolled in the college.
Okay, I understand.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, you're getting focused on all the wrong sort of details here. Look, did you or did you not have a good time at the party?
I had an awesome time.
Frank, I know that you had an awesome time, okay? I think the entire town knows that you had an awesome time. I'm trying to ask Mitch whether or not he had an awesome time.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Okay, that's good. And now, wouldn't you want those good times to keep going?
Oh,
now, but more
God.
Good...
I mean, I
don't understand it. I don't know why it's so hard for you to admit that you want this. We got 40 guys out there that want this. There must be a reason for it, Mitch.
Look, I appreciate your enthusiasm. I know you guys are trying to help, but the truth of the matter is, I've had a hell of a day, an even worse month. And the fact is, I got 40 strangers out in my living room, and all I want to do is get some sleep. So I'm sorry, but we're not starting a fraternity.
I don't know why you got to do it in front of the kid with the effing. All you got to do is say earmuffs to him. Earmuffs. And you can say whatever you want. Okay, I'm just proving a point. You don't have to celebrate it, Frank.
There's like so many beeps there. You know? Oh, it's such a great movie.
Happy birthday, Luke Wilson.
Yeah. He's done some good, you know, I would say out of the Wilson brothers, I mean, I love Owen in Bottle Rocket. I love Luke in Bottle Rocket, but I like Luke actually more. Like, Owen Wilson's done some weird movies too. Like, he's okay. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I'm more of a fan of Luke.
Really?
Well, is that surprise? No, I'm sure. No. Like, I mean, he's just kind of mellow. He hasn't done much in a while, it doesn't seem like.
Yeah.
He's just kind of like mellow and I don't know.
Yeah, well, wasn't he in the Horizon?
Horizon, the Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
The new one?
I'm pretty sure Luke was in that.
You know, I started, I got 15 minutes into it, and then I was like...
That's what I expect from that movie.
Yeah, and I didn't hate it, but I was like, God, this goes on for another 2 hours and 45 minutes, and it's only mildly amusing me. So I got rid of it. But Emerson Lehman is here from the WBAY. He's one of the co-hosts of the WBAY Morning Show. Emmy winning, Emmy nominated. He's gonna give a shout out to Nightlight from the podium this year when he wins. That'll be exciting. We did a question the other day, Emerson,
okay,
about mispronounced words or misused words and what drives us crazy.
Yes,
I told you that, and I was curious because you're a news anchor. Like, if you have those words, and you said I have one I can't pronounce. What is that word?
I have one that I couldn't pronounce.
Okay,
I'd probably seen the word before. I'd never had any reason to say it. And it's the word acetaminophen.
Oh.
Well, yes.
You just nailed it there.
I nailed it now because, let me tell you, the first time I said it on air at 4:35 in the morning, I hadn't seen it was a late edition script. Usually we go through, we read everything and we see it. And if I got a question on something, we'll look it up or we'll confer with one another. We'll,
sure,
see what it is. It was a late ad. And it was in the anchor intro twice. I had to say it two times in like two sentences. And I think the first time I said it was acetaminophen. And then I got to the second one and I knew that was wrong. And I was like, I just like, so, like
trailed off.
Just word puke.
Oh,
like it was
funny.
Just bad. And then we tossed it over to one of our wonderful reporters who just nailed it. And I remember looking down like, oh, my.
Were they cracking up? It was like one of those news blooper moments.
Tammy Elliott, bless her. She looked at me and she just said, it's all good, bud. You'll get it in the next
funny.
Half hour. And I did. And I did. But yeah, acetaminophen was, I said that. And that is not how you say acetaminophen. So.
Oh, that's so great.
That one will always stick with me anytime I see
it's
that
nice
word.
It's nice that you come clean and you admit you're just a human being, even though you've got the hardware at home, buddy.
human being,
all right, we have
sure.
a few more minutes with Emerson. He's going to help us close down the show when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Werzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Werzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@werzerbuilders.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Get up home. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue, think it just
love you. So I just found out, because Conrad's mom is a pharmacist, that I've been taking a steroid for a month. And I've seen none of the effects on the guns or, you know.
You haven't been doing the push-ups to help with it.
I know. No kidding. That at least
could have a month wasted right there. What are you doing, man?
And now I can't take it. The side effects, I don't know. It's crazy. But it's just a nasal spray. But that's steroids are steroids, right?
Well, you're not supposed to do that for sure. You're supposed to go to the Florence or whatever it's called. That's way better for you. The nasal spray.
Oh, okay.
I forgot what it's called.
Okay, Dr. Krieger. Your mom's a pharmacist, so all of a sudden you're the expert.
Yes.
No, Conrad, I want that vein in this arm, like that pops, you know? That's the
thing. I think then you just need to just work out, maybe do some biceps.
A couple dumbbell curls.
You know? Forget that. I'm not the work going too heavy. Bridget texts us, and she says, gratuitous violence. She says, I can't watch it. That was our question tonight. In an R-rated or NC-17 rated movie, what is most likely to offend you? Language, graphic violence, or sex? Do you have a way in there, Emerson?
Not really. I didn't even know it's NC-17.
NC-17. This
I didn't know
the anniversary.
That was a thing until I heard you guys talking about it, so I can't really weigh in there.
So I think Jim from Appleton's answer was the best. He says anything that takes you out of the movie, if it's horrible language that comes out of nowhere or violence or sex, and you know,
just something that doesn't belong.
Something that doesn't belong.
It's a good answer.
So you, tomorrow night on the show, I want to say this too. We've got tomorrow night another fun show. It's Barman Friday night, so you know Terry Barr's coming. She's bringing great music and sparkling conversation. That'll be fun as always with Terry Barr, our colleague, host of Max Inc. here on Civic Media. Check it out Saturday nights from 6 to midnight, and then I've got kind of a mysterious guest. First, his name is JB. And all I'm going to say is he's the guy behind the guy. So we'll have fun with that. JB will be here. He won't be here. I'll be over the phone at 6:35. So another fun show tomorrow night. Right now, we have a few more minutes with Emerson Lehman. This has been fun, as always. Pickleball, how's that going? Have you gotten better? Are you crushing? Are you a little young for pickleball?
No. I'm going to say no, because I've lost a tournament to a 14-year-old and his 15-year-old sister. So I'm going to say no. It's all ages are playing it now. Started as a sport that more senior citizens were playing, but I mean, it's, it's all over now. You got a tournament this weekend in Oshkosh. Pickle and Bags. It's going to be a fun time.
Yard toss.
They do cornhole there as well. I call it bags.
Cornhole.
I call it bags.
I do too. Yeah, cornhole just bags, seems so. Kind of risque. Or you know.
I just decided to say it for those who are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he didn't say bags. But yeah, playing there this weekend. There's the PPA tournament coming up in Milwaukee in November, the Professional Pickleball Association. So I'm going to play in that one. So yeah, it'll be fun, man.
So how are you? What is your skill level?
I'm okay.
You know what? Here, and I apologize ahead of time, but I think of pickleball as like the mini golf of tennis.
It's like a combination of ping pong, badminton, and tennis all in one.
And I've played, and it's fun. I like it.
It's a blast.
My parents had a court.
I'll be up in Marinette in October. Tournament up in Marinette in October. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. This is exciting.
It's not too late to sign up.
I will be there with my iPhone taking a video of you.
I'll send you the times.
All right. Is it too late to get a team in?
No.
Okay, because I did a kickball tournament there.
Okay.
When my sister worked there last spring.
Yep.
Took me out of commission. I couldn't lift weights. I could barely move. And I went like about 6 weeks without lifting. I hurt my back playing kickball because you're such an idiot when you get out there. It's like, oh, I got to get this guy out. Yeah. You turn on the burners like you haven't since you were 15.
The hamstrings are just screaming at
snap,
you.
Snap, pull, rotator cuff. It was awful. And I'm not even exaggerating. Like I was for 3 days, I couldn't move.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just felt like the dumbest person in the world. Like a recreational kickball tournament turned me into that moron.
You got that competitive fire in your heart. That's all it is.
And why? I was never even a good athlete in high school. I was like, you know, the eighth guy on the bench in basketball. And
hey, but they still get the ring when you win.
That's true. We didn't get the ring.
Part of the team.
All right. This is fun. We'll do something in October. That could be fun. Conrad, sports?
Sports.
You guys should team up. There's a beginner
New Wisco.
Division.
New Wisco weekend. That's a great.
We did one. I was.
We did one. Yeah.
Yeah, we chatted.
We did one about pickleball.
Oh, you already did?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Well, thanks for telling me. All right. Well, that sounds fun. We'll have to do something. So you're pretty good. You're like,
yeah, I'm
good to great or good to average.
I don't know how you want to. I play.
You're kind of a humble guy. And
when there are tournaments, I play in the highest level.
Okay.
That's what I'll
say.
Wow.
Whoa. This is a little intimidating.
This is
emasculating.
That's how I'll say it.
Maybe he should be a phone guest from now on. I don't know. I don't sit this close to a. You know what you need to do? You need to win a pickleball award. And then at home, you got your Emmy on the mantle and then your pickleball award.
I got the Emmy, and then I have a Badger State pickleball medal sitting like right over a couple away.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
This is fun, dude. Thank you for coming in.
It's always a pleasure.
Always a blast.
Friend.
We didn't get to racing, but we'll do that next because I want to hear about the Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee Mile was amazing. Yeah. I'll say that. It was a close to a sellout crowd, and IndyCar was very happy with it, and they're going to be back next year, and I was so happy to see Wisconsin show up the way they did, so it was great.
That's awesome. A man of many passions, Emerson Lehman. Thank you, buddy.
Always a pleasure.
We'll do it again soon.
Let's do it.
Probably on a Friday again, but that's fine, too.
Yep.
You're like the Friday night guy.
Hopefully we'll have a shiny trophy to talk about
pickleball
next time. Yeah,
absolutely.
Pickleball, exactly.
And I'll get my participation award, and I will proudly.
We'll get you training. We'll do some training sessions. Right, we'll
sounds
be ready.
Good. All right, thanks for being with us tonight. I would like to thank my guests, Emerson Lehman, and from Clary's Popcorn, Ken Clary. And thank you, as always, for your texts, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us. We will be back again tomorrow night to do this all over again. On behalf of Conrad and Emerson, good night, Wisconsin.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dorothy Harms from the Farmers Angel Network joins us, as well as Dan Schaefer at 11 o'clock, and another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Wisconsin Badgers are playing in California this Saturday, and who has it all covered for you?
Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show.
I'm going to L.A. It's the first time that the Badgers have gone out and played one of the new schools. The Badgers taking on USC.
Don't miss a show or any of the fun leading up to the Badgers-USC game. It's the Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon to 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.